It's time to go to the movies with Matt O'Lean, and this week you're going to a movie that I got to see, too. It has sort of a, you know, subtle title, The Farewell, but I loved it.
Based on an actual lie. That is how the film starts. It shows you that that little teaser of what you're about to see. Saw it at the Fargo Theater. Please check your listings throughout the state. It is making its way around to cinemas that would play a subtitled movie, and it is largely subtitled, Doug. If you've seen the trailer, folks out there, you know this is based on Awkwafina, who is a rising star, stand-up comedian, hilarious, Crazy Rich Asians. She's mostly been known for comedy, but she plays a young New Yorker born in China, but her parents emigrated there when she was six, so she's essentially Americanized, as people would say. Her grandmother is sick, has cancer.
Nai Nai,
they call her, played expertly by Xuzhan Zhao, who I am calling it right now, Doug, will receive an Oscar nomination. That's my first call of the year.
I would second it.
I don't know if she'll be in the supporting or the lead. I suspect it'll be supporting, and they will push Awkwafina for the lead actress nomination. So basically, their family goes to China. They all know she's sick, but they're going there for a wedding for Awkwafina's cousin who's getting married to a Japanese woman. And so you have a lot of culture clash going on. But the trick of the movie that you see in the trailer is Nai Nai doesn't know she's sick. She thinks she's fine, and they're keeping it from her. And apparently this is a part of Chinese custom. Why worry her? It's going to happen anyway. We all know she does not need to know that she's dying of cancer. So Awkwafina, her character, you know, having been raised in America, thinks this is stupid.
Well, it'd be against the law in America.
It'd be illegal.
Yeah.
Which your father points out in a scene. So she is torn, you know, and should I tell her? Should I not tell her? So this kind of thing hangs over the film as we go there to China. What I loved about the film, Doug, and this is probably in my top three so far of the year, right up there with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Avengers Endgame and Midsommar and some of those, it never spills into maudlin sentimentality. Look, this is a film. You've got the dying film, the cancer film. We've all seen this kind of film. And in the wrong hands, it can be icky. It can come off like a Lifetime movie, like a movie of the week. And the music will swell and we're all supposed to feel sad. That never happens. It is very much there's funny parts to it. Nai Nai is hilarious. Awkwafina, not funny in this. She's very dour. We barely get a smile out of her in this film.
She has a crying scene.
But she's excellent. She proves that she can do serious drama, but the film never tips into sentimentality. It's really about differing cultures. Awkwafina says, we would tell her in America. Well, we're here in China, we're part of the collective whole. We're not going to tell her. So you have her family that has moved away from China interacting with cousins, uncles, who have not left China, and you sometimes feel like you're looking at two different families because of what living in America is like compared to living in China. I love that aspect of it. I love the lack of sentimentality of it. I love the stars. I mean, this is based on Lulu Wang, the director's childhood, very autobiographical. It comes off that way. You know, she was born in China, went to the U.S. when she was six. Now she's an accomplished director, and the film, even though it's subtitled mostly, you know, when Awkwafina speaks to her parents, they speak English. So again, be prepared. You're probably looking at 75% subtitled in the film. The rest is not subtitled. But I loved it. It's a very good film. I think it has Oscar chops. Definitely the kind of film that could get some Oscar nominations for the actors and the screenplay and the director. We'll have to see what the rest of the year holds when we do our fall movie preview in September. But this is a film that could have easily went off the rails into bad sentimentality, and it does not do it.
Well, the thing that amazed me, first of all, it was a small audience when I went to it at the Fargo Theater, but everybody left that place grinning. It was such a neat movie.
Yes.
And a lot of it takes place around a dinner table.
It does.
And food is a sort of a
huge
main character as well.
Yes.
But the individual family members are so well drawn as unique characters that you can't help but love this family.
So what Wang does here, Doug, we talked about this last week with Last Black Man in San Francisco, where I felt some characters were underwritten. That doesn't happen here. It's very difficult to direct a film with about 12 or 13 people around a dinner table. It felt like a Woody Allen movie at points, you know, like what Woody Allen would direct a film with this big family like Han and her sisters, except we're in China. It had a little bit of that to it. I'd love to ask Lulu Wang if she was influenced by Allen's films. I don't know that for sure. But yes, the characters are well written, Even the Japanese bride, who barely speaks, cannot speak Chinese. She's an interesting character.
And her Chinese groom is.
Yes.
They're just unique.
So she does such a, and this may be because this happened to her, it's her life on screen, that the characters are well written. Even the supporting characters come off as full characters, like Awkwafina's parents, who are both very good in the picture as well. They fight that tug of being born in China, but now living in New York City. So she pulls it off. It's a wonderful film. It's a subtle film. It doesn't bang you over the head with, you need to feel this way because Nai Nai's sick, or you need to feel this way because we're all happy. There's very little background music in the film, which is something typically non-American directors do. Foreign films don't use a lot of background music to heighten emotion. So I liked it a lot.
But the music they did use was so evocative that, like I told you, I sat through the credits to hear the end of it.
Yes.
It was that good to me.
Yeah.
And I just loved the way the story was told, and the fact that, given the tensions that are in the world these days, I mean, the environment we're currently in, seeing China this way, I think, is useful.
Yeah, we don't see a lot of Chinese locations. I mean, we're basically at Nai Nai's house and in the hotel room.
But we're seeing Chinese behavior.
Behavior, and living in a communist country.
It builds up to a wedding party that is uniquely Chinese and yet reminds me of a fair number of American ones too.
Now, there are some interesting twists in the third act. We're not going to reveal those. People need to go to this film, but I would urge people to see this. I think it's a film that people who do not have ancestors from Asia would still like the film. It doesn't have to be it's a film. What I like about movies like this, Doug, it crosses genres.
Yes.
It crosses cultures. That's what it does. Awkwafina also, you know, her mother was Korean, her father Chinese, so she is definitely part of this whole Asian-American success story. And I think Awkwafina has the chops to be a real movie star, Doug. I really kind of feel it. A lot of parts are going to come her way. She's very engaging. She's funny. But she shows here she can play pathos as well.
Well, director-writer Lulu Wang, kudos to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my Oscar trivia question basis this time. Who was the first Asian to win the Academy Award for Best Director?
Ang Lee in 2005 for Brokeback Mountain.
And he won again in?
For Life of Pi in 2012.
We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lee.